A UD oceanographer was involved in the effort to continue documenting the site at Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands, where the U.S. military tested the impact of military bombs on warships in the 1940s and 50s.
It's an important piece of U.S. and sort of world history. This was really the dawning of the nuclear age. The testing that occurred in 1946 were only the fourth and fifth atomic bombs ever tested, and they were done in such a way to very much, you know, maximize the exposure and the information about this. So this was, you know, headline news, you know, around the world.
Art Trembanis is a professor in UD's College of Earth, Ocean, and Environment. He says his team's work was the first to use sonar on the underwater site.
Previous studies sort of highlighted a few elements. They focused on some of the ships, but this is our first time really being able to sort of look at the whole landscape. So it goes, it's like the difference between studying a forest and just being able to look at a few trees to seeing the whole of the forest.
Trembanis says he hopes documenting the evidence of the tests that remain 70 years later serves as a reminder of the, quote, terrible power of nuclear weapons. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.